think there are times in your marriage when you know you need that physical intimacy because you need to reconnect. And maybe it's not this intense desire to have sex, but it's like, hey, I want to be physical and intimate with you because I just feel we're a little separated right now. Yeah. And I know that this is going to bring us back together.
It's just like going to the gym. It's like, you don't want to go, but when you go, it's awesome. And you're like, hey, isn't that great?
Let's do
that every day.
Yes.
Your blended family has a 100% chance of success when you do it God's way. We're Blended Kingdom Families, and we want to provide biblical resources to heal and restore families with a message of hope for the next generation.
Hey guys, welcome back to the BKF podcast. We are excited you're here with us today. And if you have not, like, share, comment, subscribe, all that cool stuff. We just want you to hang out with us more. And if you're new to the podcast, welcome, because it's going to be really cool. We've got tons of seasons to go back and watch, lots of good information. This is my beautiful wife, Vanessa, and we are going to be hanging out, talking about intimacy today.
Intimacy. And when you have, when there's a lack of desire, so to speak, to have physical, sexual intimacy in your marriage. Did you like how I said that? Sexual.
I just think it's funny sometimes because this is a commonality. It's like going to the gym. It's like, you don't want to go, but when you go, it's awesome. And you're like, hey, isn't that great?
Let's do that every day. Yes, absolutely. Well, and this is something that a lot of couples deal with. We coach and we counsel couples from all over the world. And intimacy is one of those regular things that comes up. Yeah. And depending on what season of life you're in, you know, it can be really hard.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of couples or spouses feel that there's something wrong with them.
Yeah.
And that their spouse doesn't want to have sex with them because it's something that they've done, it's something that they said, or maybe out of punishment that this is going on. And we just really want to bring just some things to light on that and how you can work through that. Because oftentimes, if it's not something that you got in a fight, and you don't want to have sex with your spouse or depending on what the situation is, a lot of times it's something that naturally can happen with our bodies, depending on the level of stress that we're experiencing. Again, the season of life that we're in, it can be a hormonal imbalance. Mm-hmm. There's so many different things that can attribute to there being a lack of desire in your marriage, including like if you and your spouse are not getting along, if there are high conflict blended family issues going on, you know, there can be just this natural lack of desire to want to be with your spouse. So how do we combat those, and where do we start from?
Well, I think first understand that, you know, newness is newness for a reason. So like when you first get together, you may not see these issues.
Yeah.
It's like getting a new toy. It's like, hey,
this is fun.
This is fun. We're excited.
Yeah.
We're exploring it. This is all new. Everything is great.
Yeah.
All these things. But I said this before we started the podcast. I said, pretty much everything else in life doesn't aid intimacy. Everything is stressful. Finances are stressful. Kids are stressful. Work is stressful.
Yeah.
Everything we have doesn't feed intimacy. And I think another thing blended families deal with, a lot of blended families are getting married later in life. So your second marriage, you may be in your 40s, you may be in your 50s, and you're bringing sexual trauma. I'm bringing a lot of stuff into this, but we're going to kind of hit first on just a physical issue.
Yeah.
So a lot of times people just don't take good care of themselves.
Right.
And you may find that there's just a physical issue that you're dealing with that you either don't want to bring into light, or maybe it's not something you want to talk about, but you need to just bring it up.
Or like you kind of know within yourself, like something's wrong and you don't want to go to the doctor and get it checked out.
Yeah. So the first thing we always encourage is if you're experiencing intimacy issues, first, let's get to the doctor.
Yeah.
Be okay with going to the doctor. So men, prostate exams, those really scary words that people talk about, but getting your hormone levels checked, getting your testosterone checked. Hey, am I functioning okay as a person?
Yeah.
Because what ends up happening is if you're not, rejection plays in there, and all of a sudden your wife feels rejected, your husband feels rejected, and that just builds on top of each other.
Yeah.
So first, let's get to the doctor and find out what's going on.
Well, and understand too, you guys, from age 35 to 40 and beyond, there is a natural decline and progression where like hormones start becoming a factor, your thyroid becomes a factor, like all of these things. So understand that like when you start hitting that 35 age range, like making sure that you are getting those yearly physicals, which you should be anyways, but you know, kind of staying on top of that, because you will start seeing some of those things coming into play, you know, the older that you get.
Well, and I will say women probably do this better than men.
Sure.
Dudes, we have to check our ego at the door and understand that things don't always work the same. They're not going to work the same when you were 20 as when you were 50. So if you're experiencing an issue, I find that wives are much more accepting. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're so much more accepting than what we think. And just saying, hey, listen, you know, things ain't working the way they're supposed to. So let me go get this checked out. Let me go, you know, see what a doctor thinks about that. Check your ego at the door and just be okay with that.
Well, and I think for wives too, I mean, I'll just be open and transparent. I know for me, you know, I had to go get my hormones checked and I was very low in testosterone. And that explained a lot of things that we were experiencing as a couple. And so, you know, even women, and it can go both ways. Maybe it's men have a lack of desire. And hear me out, guys. It's not that you love your spouse any less or that you don't want to be physical or intimate. It's that you're so tired or like you're just like, man, I cannot get into it. And I love you and I want to have sex with you. And I know we need to have sex, but like the drive is just not there, right?
Yeah.
Understand that you know, that it could be that your spouse who's experiencing these things is really struggling because they want to please you and they want to provide for you in that physical and intimate way. But they're just like, physically, my body and my mind space right now are just not there.
Well, and intentionality.
Giving the grace and patience is what I wanted to say.
Intentionality is a big part of that. And we just did some lives on, you know, feminine and masculine energy. We've done a lot of podcasts on, you know, increasing romance in your blended family, in your marriage.
Yeah.
In ways that you can foster that relationship. So sex is usually, it's either the culmination of those things or it's the start of those things, but they don't happen without each other.
Right.
You know, you're not just going to have a purely sexual relationship and not have all the other stuff with it.
Yeah. Well, so, and you know, so that was more of like the physical, like, hey, there's something going on with my body. But maybe you're in a situation where you and your spouse have just, like, you're just not seeing eye to eye. Maybe there's some anger, there's some resentment and bitterness built up from either weeks or months or years of, you know, you just haven't been in unity. Mm-hmm. And so maybe you're sleeping in separate bedrooms and, you know, you have not had any physical or, you know, sexual intimacy in a very long time. And what I will say is in marriage, we need that. We need to have that, that intimacy with our spouse, because it's something that God created. It is so beautiful. And it's something that knits us closer and closer together with our spouse as we are having those experiences and those moments together.
Mm-hmm.
And even on a biological level, the nurse in me is going to come out.
Yeah.
When you and your spouse have sex more and more and more, you're going to want to have sex more and more and more.
Yeah. No, the idea of sexless marriages is very real. Yeah. I mean, it's very real and it's gaining in traction. So there's a lot of ways that I would tell you, and maybe we can speak from, you know, a husband perspective and a wife perspective, but from a husband perspective, I mean, understand that stressors are readily available all throughout your day and into your marriage. So creating opportunities for intimacy is very important.
Yeah.
And you don't want to just have an expectation, meaning you're just like, I want to have sex, wife, just go. I think that that's a very dangerous space to be. Mm-hmm. I think that there is a lot of grace and patience that should be involved in intimacy, but also it's not accidental.
Yeah.
You know, I think people, I think I made this comment to you a couple of days ago. We were watching something and there was just like this huge passionate makeout scene. And I was like, yeah, that's not really what happens anymore. I'm just saying, like, practically speaking, I don't have an expectation of that.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like this moment where you're like crossing paths and all of a sudden you just stop and you just like start heavily making out and then the clothes just fall off.
Yeah.
Like, it generally doesn't happen like that. You've got planning, you've got a little bit of, you know, a little bit of romance. You're trying to figure out the right timing, not too late. You know, early mornings, maybe not, but like You know, maybe it's lunchtime for you, but there's an intentional plan that you're planting seeds, you're flirting, mm-hmm. you're saying things to each other to make them feel more like who they're supposed to feel like.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like, don't ever stop flirting with your spouse. You know, it's like, you know, if you're a guy and you're walking by your wife, I mean, it's our natural, you know, tendency to mm-hmm. give them a pat or give them a squeeze. I mean, this is how we connect physically, even before intimacy. Just to kind of let the person know, let your wife know that, like, hey, I'm thinking about you. You still turn me on. You still are attractive to me. You're mm-hmm. still the person that I look to for intimacy. But those seeds are planted beforehand.
Yeah. Well, and I think it coincides with spiritual intimacy so well. Like, the more yeah. spiritually intimate that you are with your spouse, the more physically intimate you can be, and vice versa. But, you know, you're absolutely right. You know, I think that if you are in that season where there's a drought, so to speak, and you're like, man, there is such a huge lack of desire and we're just not seeing eye to eye. And because of that, like, you just don't, you have no desire to be with your spouse. I would say first, like, take that to the Father, like, and just, God, what is this about? What is within me? What is going on in my heart? You know, why is that desire not there? Let God and let the Holy Spirit lead and guide and show you what that is. You know, start with forgiveness, asking forgiveness, forgiveness of self, forgiveness of your spouse. Mm-hmm. You know, if we cannot communicate on an intimate level, you know, getting to that physical intimacy is going to be really hard. So being able to communicate mm-hmm. your heart and what it is that you're struggling with, and if you guys have been at odds, getting to a place of trust and stability and unity and peace with your spouse is so important. And then from there, you can really trust one another in that sexual and physical intimacy. Because without the trust, it's really hard to have that passion and that desire and that want to be mm-hmm. with your spouse. So if there's a lot of defensiveness, criticalness, judgment in your marriage, your spouse may not feel safe with you in an emotional way that allows them to be free and open to having those sexual and physical experiences mm-hmm. with you. So, so again, going to God and asking Him, like, is there anything that I've said and done that is preventing me and or my spouse from wanting to engage in physical intimacy that is going to bring us closer together? Because the enemy will use this as a wedge, mm-hmm. all of that as a wedge to drive you and your spouse further and further apart. And sexless marriages, you guys, they don't last. I mean, mm-hmm. Scott's been counseling for a year. You know, I've only been doing it for a couple of years and we do coaching, but, you know, the couples who are not physical and who do not have sexual intimacy in their marriage, we usually do not see, you know, it's
don't,
yeah, they just don't tend to last, and it's unfortunate.
Well, and you talked about, you know, the spiritual side, and I'll say that same thing to husbands. You know, if you find that your wife is just has no desire, ask yourself, like, what am I doing that is preventing this? Like, do I have a spirit of, you know, toxic masculinity? Do I have a spirit of, you know, not, you know, catering to her emotionally? There's a nice bridge that starts to open up when you start relinquishing control, start understanding, you know, that maybe you haven't done everything correctly and you want to change. Mm-hmm. But that natural progression towards intimacy should be there. But it needs to be intentional. And I think wives can also, I think we're also in a, you know, in a season that, you know, we're complete busyness. And kids, I mean, I love them, but they kill intimacy. They do. And wives struggle in that area because it's like you have so many things you have to get done.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh yeah, by the way, I have this, you know, man-child of a husband that wants to have sex. And oh, how am I going to do that?
Yeah.
So how do wives physically kind of, I don't know, in my brain, I'm just like, how do you prepare? I mean, like, how do you go about those steps to ensure that you're not the one who's, you know, turning that down? Or I know we talk a lot about, you know, wives initiating sex. Mm-hmm. I mean, how would you encourage women in that area?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I mean, and every person is different. So
yeah.
I think for women, you know, we have there's so many different things that we're juggling in our minds. Guys are great about compartmentalizing. You know, they talk about the male brain being more of like the waffle. Like, you have the little spots,
little holes,
that,
yeah.
you, that you can put things into.
It's a beautiful way to live.
Well, for women, our brains are compared to like that of spaghetti, like they're noodles, and it's just all coinciding together, right? And so for women, you know, I don't know, you know, for some people they can prepare, and for some it's not. You know, I know for me personally, I'm not thinking about it throughout the day like you are. And we've even had these open and honest conversations. You're like, why don't you think about that? And I'm like, because I have a million other things that I'm thinking about. You know, I have school, I have the boys, I have the ministry, you know, we have our other businesses and counseling. And so, you know, for me, it's getting to a place at home when I can walk in, and this is just me personally, but I think when I can walk in and I see that, you know, the house is taken care of, the boys are good, and like, I can just breathe and relax for a minute and mm-hmm. get rid of the busyness in my mind, that's when I can, you know, then mentally start to prepare. And then my, and then I can prepare my body, so to speak, for that. And get ready for having that experience with you. And so I think, you know, for wives, it's just being intentional and taking a moment when we know that our husband is giving us those signals. I know when you want to, mm-hmm. when you're throwing down, I'm like, I hear what you're saying, and it starts in the morning. And I'll tell Scott, I know where your mind is at. I got you. Okay. Like, we're going to do this today. And so for me, it's prioritizing that. So when I get home as a wife, what do I need to do to, I need to take care of my husband and my family, but then what do I need to do for myself that can better help me get in a heart and mind space that prepares me for having an enjoyable experience with my husband? Because as much as I know you want to please me, I want to please you. So how do I go about doing that? And for some of us, maybe it's after the kids go to bed and you take a hot shower and you're like, okay, I can relax. You know, I don't have anything to worry about. Yeah. Now is the time. Maybe it's that, you know what? Our kids are always in our room. They're at our door. You know, lunchtime is the best time. Like, mm-hmm. and you want to make it spicy and romantic. So you're like, hey, meet me at the house at noon. Yeah. And you know, whatever that is, you know what that is for you. And so again, just being intentional about taking that time to prepare your heart and mind for that.
Yeah. And I'll also say, you know, women initiating, it's just something that I think is important.
Yes.
And I know you do a great job of that because it's not always on my mind. I mean, there are times when you're like, hey.
Well, I think too, like, I know for men, they want women to desire to do it. I think there are times in your marriage when you know you need that physical intimacy because you need to reconnect. And maybe it's not this intense desire to have sex, but it's like, hey, I want to be physical and intimate with you because I just feel we're a little separated right now. Yeah. And I know that this is going to bring us back together. Yeah. So sometimes it's even going to your spouse and being like, hey, I'm feeling really disconnected. Like, you know, I want to spend some time with you. Like, let's get back on the same page. And so you have that sexual and physical intimacy and things are just kind of automatically and naturally a little bit better. And your heart is softened. Your mind is in a different place. And maybe what you were mad about before, you're not mad about now. And it's really cool how God created the body to just naturally release those endorphins and things that calm the stressors and calm the things in life that we were once worried about.
Yeah. Well, I know that there's a lot of stress out there. And in blended families, there's more than most. And so what we always try to promote is the idea of make sure your marriage is a focus. And sexless marriages are on the rise. And don't be a part of that. And don't not do the things that enable you to have an enjoyable marriage, which I will tell you, God wants you to have fun in your marriage.
Yeah.
He wants you to enjoy each other. Now, if you've gone through sexual trauma, things that are in your past, this is where you get in with a great counselor, having great communication with your spouse and saying, man, I'm struggling in these areas. Mm-hmm. If you're newly married and you're a guy and you've dealt with porn addiction, get with somebody who's going to help you. Don't continue to carry baggage, and then it manifests into the lack of intimacy.
Yeah.
So let's start being proactive about the concept of I am going to put things in the works that are going to make sure that I have a great marriage. And we hope that at the very least, this is opening up a conversation with you guys.
Yes.
It's just saying, hey, I saw this podcast. Let's have a conversation. We're not really connecting physically. So let's do that.
Yeah. Yeah. And if you have a spouse, you guys, and you're like, man, my spouse, like, this is what I'm experiencing right now. My spouse has a lack of desire. and I don't know what to do, or it's you that has the lack of desire and you see that it's hurting your spouse and you're like, I don't want this. Like, I want to have a desire to be intimate with my spouse. You guys, we have coaching, and like Scott said, there are biblical counselors and therapists out there. Get connected with somebody that can help you and walk with you in this journey. It can feel very shaming or like you're alone in this. You guys, people experience this all the time. Couples experience this all the time. You are not alone. Our BKF coaches, Scott and I, we're here for you guys to walk with you through this if you need that. So be sure to check out those resources that are out there for you. BlendingKingdomFamilies.com, coaching, seven therapy, you know, for counseling. That's our counseling center. We highly, highly encourage you to get with somebody that can walk with you through that in the season.
Yeah. Guys, we hope you've enjoyed this episode. We hope it's enlightened you, and we hope that, honestly, you go home and you have more sex. We want that for you. We want you to have a great marriage and an intimate marriage. So, guys, thanks so much for being with us. Can't wait to be with you next week.
Yes.
Don't forget the Blended Family Conference coming up
October 5th.
The summer. Tickets are on sale right now. Get your early bird tickets, and it will be an amazing experience. It's going to be incredible.
Yes. Go to BlendingKingdomFamilies.com, and then our events page. You can register online or in person.
Yeah.
But we want to see you in person. We want to see your beautiful, smiling, shiny face.
Guys, take care. We'll be with you next week.
Hey, friends. So glad you were here with us today, and I hope you enjoyed today's episode. You can find more resources from Blended Kingdom Families at BlendingKingdomFamilies.com. Join us again next time as we talk about more blended family topics. Be blessed in all that you do. And remember, nothing will be impossible with God.